The first batch of trainees of the Ghana Fire Service, sponsored by Jubilee Oil Partners to the United Kingdom to enhance their capacity, returned home today. At a ceremony in Accra to welcome them, the Chief Fire Officer, Brigadier General John Bosco Guiri, said the training program in the UK is one of the interventions being accessed by the Ghana National Fire Service to upgrade the skills of fire personnel. He said the training is timely since operations of the service are being expanded to include road traffic collision and rescue operations in general. Here is a report by Mary Atuli.
As Ghana begins producing oil in commercial quantities, there is the possibility of explosion and fire outbreaks. It is against this background that the Jubilee Oil Partners sponsored the 40 fire service personnel to build their capacity and develop pragmatic and sustainable measures to fire safety. The Chief Fire Officer, Brigadier General John Bosco Guiri, said the training in the United Kingdom, as unique as it is, an opportunity for the firemen to gain exposure to facilities of one of the best fire service schools in the world. He said the Ghana Fire Service will endeavor to build on the knowledge acquired to engage and educate the public through the media, schools, markets, religious and other social and community gatherings. He admonished the trainees to let the knowledge and techniques they have acquired to be of benefit to the service and to the society in general. The general manager of Talo Ghana Limited, Dai Jones, said there is the need to create long-term, highly skilled fire personnel that can deal with fire situations when they occur, especially in the oil sector. One of the trainees, Divisional Officer 3, Augustine Kumi, thanked the authorities of the Ghana Fire Service and the Jubilee Partners for the opportunity given them to acquire new skills to enhance their work. He sheds light on the program.
Now the UK has moved from protecting property to protecting lives. But the philosophy they have adapted that the fireman will take calculated risks to save savable lives and may take some risk to save savable property and will not take any risk to save lives that have been lost or property that has already been lost. Because we did the project work, we did the write-up, and we are presenting it to the Chief on how we want to implement fire safety and command system in Ghana. And on the public fire safety, we are going to make sure that we also stress on what is right.
The rest of the 25 trainees are expected in 2 weeks' time.
A report by Mary Atuli.